Good morning, Bloom Babies. The last episode was so well received, and I got such nice comments. Many were saying that the disclaimer at the end was so unnecessary. I know, it just felt good for my physical mind, you know? So I want to dive in the comments again, because many wanted my anal story that I was teasing the last one, because I didn't go into it, and I want to share openly. I love it to see that me being in my power, me sharing authentically, is actually what we all want. We all desperately want to be ourselves, and we have all these funny fear-based beliefs, insecurities, which are just picked up by societal bullshit, and we can let that shit all go. Because by seeing me speaking about that, how I carry myself, my authentic self, being in my power, you just see, wow, he can share whatever he wants to share about, and it doesn't take anything away from him. So if I can do it, you can do it. So shall we explore the dark holes? What is it called in the universe? A black hole. That's what anal is for me. It's a black hole. And you know what in the inside of a black hole is? Another universe. So let's take a deep breath. How are you feeling, Bloom Babies? I missed you. It's so nice that I also now do my English podcast consistently. The community is amazing. You sending me so much love. You motivate me to keep going. And we're at the end just chilling here on a really high vibration in a grounded way that just feels good. It's a safe space. Here's no fear. No, here's the opposite. I make fear-based beliefs you might still believe in obvious, and we can laugh about them and let that shit go. Anal isn't natural. It's meant for bowel movement to exit. It's not you being scared or not safe. Because I said that what I love about anal, it's all about safety. Because when you feel safe, you open up. But when you are not feeling safe, you constrict. And then it can be super pleasurable or super painful. It's such a fine line. So yeah, it's all about safety. But this person is saying, no. It's your body telling you this is not supposed to be happening. Things aren't meant to go in. Only out. I wrote, great comment, gonna talk about it in my next podcast. Anal isn't natural. That is a classical natural fallacy. I talk about natural fallacy a lot, so I briefly do again, because it's really important to understand that. Because many people, what a natural fallacy is, thrive for being natural. That natural equals what I want to aim for, what is the best, what is the healthiest, what is the ideal. All natural. And I mean, you hear it, and it sounds so right. Yeah, I want everything to be natural. But then in actuality, many things that are natural are brutal as fuck. And many things that are quote-unquote unnatural, we're all doing all the time. Most of the things we actually do, like you listening to this podcast, me speaking in this microphone, you receiving it on your device, me living in a house, it's unnatural as fuck. So what am I thriving for? I'm thriving for alignment, for what is healthy, rather healthy than natural. And don't get me wrong, it often correlates that what is healthy is natural, but also often not. And also, as I said, many natural things are brutal as fuck, like starvation, rape, murder. Like, you look at animals, they're just killing each other. I don't want to live in a society where rape or murder is okay, is tolerated, is condoned. No, thank you. I want to thrive for thriving, for alignment. What is aligned? What is healthy? These are my values. And anal isn't natural, but it's fun. Like, you know, a blowjob isn't natural, but it's fun. Going down on a woman isn't natural. You know, what is natural? Like, natural, this natural fallacy is such a caveman, lower consciousness delusion of I'm back then everything was better. I go back in my cave without Wi-Fi and I just sit there and I'm happy. It's mostly people that are overwhelmed by society, and I get it. Like, our society is shit, but it's going in a really profoundly, it went into a really profoundly sick direction. We're coming out of such a darkness age, but we're shifting it right now. We're waking the fuck up. I don't want to live in New York City, like, no. But it's not black and white. I don't have to decide living in a cage. In a cave. Natural, everything, and being a caveman versus New York City. No, I live here on an island, super aligned in nature, but I have a beautiful house where I feel safe, where I can have my animals safely, and I have a toilet, which feels good to go to the toilet and have a nice shower with shampoo and feel clean and have Wi-Fi so I can broadcast my vibration so it actually finds you conveniently on your devices and you can open your phone and watch my Insta stories every single day. And yeah, I love to enjoy all the pleasure that excites me, that is coming from an actual place of excitement. I'm not talking about this, what I would call soulless pleasure, where you're trying to fill a hole, because this will never fill you up with the divine, the actual pleasure coming from your joy. Because there's also this, what I just lack for a better word, called soulless pleasure, when you don't follow your joy and you create like emptiness in you and you just fill it with something like stimulations of sex, pornography, video games, drugs, just quick pleasure, a quick dopamine rush, and you can combine those pleasures in a sustainable way by actually following your joy. When it's based on your joy, then you find the divine in whatever pleasure is exciting you, because guess what? Everything is pleasurable when it excites you, and this is actually the vibration of who you are, following your highest excitement. And then when you make love, oh, you get full of the divine in there, because there's a spiritual connection. Wow, there's something to grow and remember about yourself. So yeah, this is important to understand. The divine pleasure you can find in everything that excites you. And yeah, anal is fun. A blowjob is fun. Is it natural? Probably not. Like, look at animals. They're just fucking to procreate. Is that the word? To just make babies, you know? This is the opposite I want to do. I don't want to make babies right now. So I want to deep dive into a spiritual connection I feel with the soul. And sex is such a deep form of connection. And rolling around in bed in all the ways and having fun is so pleasurable. So I would get this natural fallacy out of your system and aim for what is actually in alignment with who you are. And as I said, many things go hand in hand. That so many things I do are so natural. I am basically barefoot all day long here in Koh Phangan. I go in nature every day, a lot. I am so in tune with my body. I consume a lot of natural products. I eat a lot of locally grown fruits. But yeah, I love ripening my natural bananas and then freezing them in an unnatural freezer to blend them unnaturally in a blender to make an ice cream. This is my highest excitement. This is aligned. This feels good. Wow, your videos are just a digital safe space. I love to just have you speak in the background when I'm anxious for some reason. You calm down my nervous system. Aww, this is such a nice comment. Thank you. Yeah, this is exactly what I offer here. Someone channeled me really recently that my voice has healing sounds in it that are really soothing to hear, that feel really safe and also awaken you, that when you listen to me, you just remember more of who you are, that the next days and when you sleep, you just remember more of this timeline, who you are, why your soul chose to come here, reincarnate in this body, and also other timelines. Like, this is what she channeled me, and I was like, yeah, this makes sense. And it doesn't matter much what I talk about, like talking about anal natural fallacy. I always come back to the whole, the universal message. And it's just the vibration I carry. So it doesn't matter so much what I'm talking about. It's just this vibration. And it's so nice if people are conscious about it, like you, and actually hear it and vocalize it and share the gratitude. That feels really good. Thank you. Thank you so much. This means a lot to me. I really like this podcast. Didn't even notice that you were saying like a lot. Please keep sharing your authentic vibration without caring about what other people are thinking. Would like to hear more about the anal story and other vulnerable themes. Keep shining. Thanks. Yeah, because the word, I said it in the last podcast, I feel like I say like a lot, but then like is such a powerful word because often I use it for about, approximately, like many other words, but like just flows more quickly. And the vibration of like is like thumbs up, you know, it's a beautiful vibration. And I also use it a lot because things I'm saying are not accurately what I'm saying. It's like quote unquote, you know. I don't like to speak in German, it's called totalismen, which means like always, never, because that's mostly not true. So like always loosen things up that it's like this, you know, not it's this. But then at the end, I end up using a lot of like. But it's great to hear. There were some more comments that you don't feel like I say a lot of likes. And this made me feel good because it's this funny things. Whatever we focus on, we experience, you know. You're into a car, you look around, you see this car everywhere. It's whatever our matter of focus is. And as soon as I focus on like, I hear it all the time. So we're just funny humans. There is no such thing really as an objective anything. It's always subjective. You create your own reality based on your belief systems. And of course, if you go on a higher level, like your higher self and the oversoul and oversoul and oversoul and all that is, there you can have more what we would call an objective point of view. But right now here in the timeline, there is something, yes, what we call the consensus agreement. We all agree to play the same game, the same rules of this human experience, so we can, yeah, play the same game. It's like when you're playing a game, you're playing spike ball, we need some rules. Okay, we can only touch the ball up to 3 times, not 4 times. Because without rules, the game is just whatever. It's not fun because, yeah, we want to play a game, so we need a guidelines, a consensus agreement. But how we play this human experience is totally up to you. Which pieces you use, with which strategy, so meaning which beliefs you buy into. If you're in the fear and saying, oh, I'm so scared, I cannot do it. Guess what? You cannot do it. Or like, I can do it. I can just sit here and share my authentic self, and thus I can do it. And everything is changing. So we're shifting in such a nice way where the consensus agreement is changing. It's becoming more malleable, more magical. We're shifting in a higher dimension where miracles are the norm because we're believing in it. Because we're so powerful, but right now we're so deeply in the fear, in the limitations, that we are that powerful believing we're not, and thus we're not. Let's take a deep breath. You are so, so powerful. I love how Bashar says that we're like this 10 feet tall avatar trying to squeeze us in a small car, pretending we're such a small being because of those limiting beliefs we are fed to by society. No, let's transform them. And by transforming them, we step in our true potential. We have so much dormant DNA in us that is not active. There's so much in us, so much power. We're all multidimensional aliens. That is our nature, being multidimensional. We have so many dormant personalities, other personalities in us that are sleeping right now. And then people are so afraid because, oh, I feel like I get a multiple personality disorder or schizophrenia or whatever, and this is actually the norm, but the norm is what Bashar calls a multiple personality order, that you have an order of, yeah, who you let through, which counterpart you let speak, what light you want to shine. You're such a rainbow. You have so much light in you, so much power. So funny, if you awaken more to how powerful we actually are, like, so many beings are watching us in the cosmos, because we're actually here to bring peace to the galaxy. Because if we can do it, they can do it. And we, if you study more our true history, like when the Anunnaki came and altered our DNA, and that we have so many different beings in us, like 20 to 30 different DNA, I don't know the word, like our DNA is so multicultural, but not just terrestrial, but extraterrestrial. So much is in us, but a lot is dormant right now, is sleeping, but now it's the transformation age. We're awakening, a collective awakening. So brace yourself. And when many people sometimes get confused when I say the word alien, I just say the word alien to what I'm also saying, to just into one word, because I don't always want to use all the words. But quickly, an alien is, in actuality, we are not aliens. We are actually humans, because we are terrestrial. We reincarnated in the flesh of a human body. So the earth is our home. Same for cats, same for dogs. Like, we're all terrestrial to earth. We are humans. And aliens are extraterrestrial. So that are not born on earth, like Sasanis, Pleiadians, Yael. They are all extraterrestrial, and for like aliens, and for them, we are aliens, because we are not born on Sasani. We're born on Earth. So for Sasanis, we are aliens. We're extraterrestrials. Just to clarify that. But I just love to use the word alien, because, like, yeah, multidimensional is our norm, and we can connect to so many counterparts, and it's all happening in the eternal now. Like, your past life and future lives are not happening in the past or future, because it's an illusion. It's all happening right now. We just create the experience of what we call yesterday, tomorrow, so we can experience it in a nice way, where we can experience one thing after another. But the mechanism is, it's all happening right now. So thus you can connect to your future self, to other counterparts, and they help you and you help them. We're all helping each other, guiding each other. How did I get here? I don't know how I got here. Let's take a deep breath. So yeah, I just wanted to make you remember how powerful you are, how powerful we all are, and right now we're awakening to that. So just stay grounded and follow your joy, stay in your center, and one thing after the other. What excites you in this moment the most? This is who you are. This is how you remember more and more your true natural self. And doing what you meant to do in the timeline. We all chose our life theme, why we came down here. We're all on like a mission. And whatever your mission is what excites you in the present moment. So just follow that. Follow your divinely guidance. We're all guided. We all have a higher self. You have a higher self. I have a higher self. Everyone has their unique higher self, which is actually you, your bigger part. And then we have always tons of helps from our spirit guides. So help is everywhere, in the flesh and non-physically, in spirit. Everything is talking to you. Everything is guiding you. You can just let go of all our bullshit programming and trust your guidance. All right. I really love the channeling state, feel it 100%. Ah, that's so nice. Brother, the disclaimer was so unnecessary. This was exactly my pace. I could follow you in every moment and I didn't really hear the word like a lot, which in the past I often got a bit triggered by it. Yeah, I think it's because the vibration I use like in, because when people use like a lot in this, you know, let's call it basic American vibration, where it's just like, oh my God, oh my God. Then it's just the overall vibration. It's just like, oh my God, I cannot. It's not a vibrational match. It's not a judgment or whatsoever. It's never personal. It's always vibrational. You deserve being met. Don't, you know, if you're a bird, don't hang with turkeys. They cannot fly. Like, you deserve being met. And freedom is your birthright. So you can always leave. Us starseeds, what often happens, we're with people, it's great, we're growing, and then eventually often we outgrow them. And then we just need to know when it's time to move on, quit a job, quit a relationship, have healthy boundaries. Thanks for sharing your vibration. I feel like I got some downloads I wouldn't have gotten if you didn't enter this deep channeling state. Ah, that's so nice. I think I'm asexual. I responded, I respect and honor that, and also everything is changing. So it all goes in phases, you know. After my hospital experience, I for a while didn't like my body at all. I didn't have sex for over half a year or longer, and I felt pretty asexual. And I didn't know if this is ever gonna change, but now knowing, now dying so many times, I know it always gets better and it's always changing and transforming and everything is possible, that you're gonna be sexual again, really sexual. It's just in divine timing, and just honor the phases you're in. So just honor the phase you're in right now and know this is perfect and that everything is there, you know? So we can enjoy it step by step, whatever is alive in us right now. Let's give that love and let's see the beauty in that. Because so many people, they live with their heart in the past. Oh, this relationship back then, oh, nostalgic. Back then it was, oh my God. And their head, they live in the future. Oh my God, my career and scarcity and what if I do this, but after this... And they live such a weird vibration because all that exists is the present moment. There is no future, there is no past. We create the future and the past out of the present moment. It's only the eternal now. It's always, always, you look at your watch, it's always here and now. And things are unfolding out of the now. So you create your future and your past out of the now. So I arrive you to slow down, slow is safe, come back into the present moment. Take a deep breath. I know that everything is alright, everything is perfect. And just keep following your joy. This is who you are, and your joy will always support you. Your higher self, your spirit guides, the universe. Everything wants you to be yourself, wants you to follow your joy. They're like all rooting for you. Yeah, girl, yeah, boy, be yourself. I have a plan. You can just trust and be the kid in the moment, and whatever is in front of you right now is the most important thing in the multiverse, because this is the stepping stone to get on the next level. Otherwise, you cannot go on the next level. It will always be what's in front of you. If you don't look at it, you don't get anything else. It's like your higher self giving you these breadcrumbs, and if you don't pick them up and eat them, you don't get more. Because your higher self is like, here, I gave you something. I gave you excitement. You need to act on it. And once you act on it, something new will unfold. And something new and something new. So, follow your joy. Thank you for this. You're light in my darkness right now. You are light in my darkness right now. Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, many people are deep in transformational processes. Depressions, dark night of the soul, and now it always gets better. It always gets better, and we're all, yeah, waking up hardcore, so much light is being shed on all the darkness, and then yeah, we need to look at it to make our choices. What earth do we want to shift in? Do we want to stay on those lower vibrations of fear, negativity, hate, all of that? Or do we want to integrate our shadows and transform it into something positive and choose love and light, compassion, harmony? And you have the choice. You will always have choice, free will to make your decision, what life, what reality you want to live. And everything is changing. So we're shifting. Every single moment we're shifting. And the earth right now is splitting because we're having such a wild mix of vibrations right now. And they're getting so far away from each other that in the next month and years, we cannot perceive people on such a different vibration anymore. Literally, buses are every day leaving this reality because those super low vibrations are not operating with the reality, the vibration I experience, I embody. It's not a vibrational match anymore. Know that everything exists right now, everything. But you can only perceive what you're the vibration of. And things that are on a way lower or way higher vibration are invisible for us. So the earth is literally splitting right now. So make your choice in what reality you want to shift. And we Bloom Babies, we made it clear. We made our choice. We wanna go home. We wanna go and shift in a world, in a earth that we can all feel in our heart. Like we starseeds, we reincarnated in this and we thought it's going to be way easier, most of us. We're like, where's our family? What are people doing? Why are people doing this? Like, it's so confusing to us that people are so negative and doing such destructive things. How can you kill? How can you cut trees? How can you be corrupt and create fear and the illusion of power in such a nasty way? Oh my God. So no, thank you. So we're here to awaken the collective, and on these higher vibrations, all of that, what I just talked about, doesn't vibrate. A man has not really experienced orgasm until he experienced an orgasm from prostate stimulation without touching his pee-pee. Tell me this isn't true until after you've tried it. I commented back, facts. Wow, yeah, I had my first prostate orgasm at a tantra massage where she was like, are you into anal? I was like, yeah. And wow, she did it so well. And this was my first prostate orgasm, and it was so good. I felt like a woman. It was so much more intense, because as a man, if you only stimulate your penis, it's not so much stimulation actually, and you can quickly get in this like, oh. Whereas if you want a spiritual orgasm, you connect to your soul, because you are soul, everything in you, so it's all one. And then If also your prostate, your just generally anal, like our anal entrance, our butthole has so many nerve endings, and it's so sensitive, and we can experience so much pleasure there, and it's just so much more distributed and so much more in depth. If you get the programming out your window that, oh, this is gay, oh, this is taking away my manliness, all this stuff, you can let all that shit go. It's all dumb programming from society. I'm like, where did you learn that from? I got fucked in my ass, and if I'm not a man in your definition anymore, I'm happy. I don't wanna be that definition. Call me an alien, call me super weird, call me gay. I take all these things. I'm just myself, and you can feel it. And this is what everyone wants: be themselves. So a prostate orgasm is blowing you away. Since that, when I now masturbate, I mostly take a finger and put it in my butt. Take some lube, take my finger, put it in my butt, and stimulate my penis and anal pleasure at the same time, because it's so much better. It's like, and it also feels so vulnerable, you know, when I penetrate something and get penetrated. It's like, it feels really good. Try it. I also wanted to order anal plugs here to Koh Phangan, but Thailand is so weird. You cannot import any sex toys. This is not allowed. Like, no matter where you travel in the world, we have such weird programming. It goes so deep. In India, cows are holy. In other countries, you eat cows. And it's like, which animal is holy? Which one is for eating? Maybe none. Maybe sex toys are just pleasure, and we can decide what pleasure we want to receive, because freedom is our birthright and we can do to our bodies whatever we want. It's just so weird, you know, but I live in Thailand because here overall the programming is the least, and the freedom I experienced here goes the furthest, and that's why right now I have Koh Phangan as my main base. And there are always people who, like, here are some spiritual places who import sex toys and you can buy them from them. So yeah, I'm calling in some anal plugs, because there's just so much pleasure to experience. And I'm still, I would say, at the middle of my journey. There's so much more depth I want to experience, because it's all about feeling safe in your body. If you don't feel safe, you don't feel pleasure. And let me tell you, right now, most people are not feeling safe in their bodies. I talk to some people and they say, actually, I've never felt safe in my body. So I'm asking you right now, are you feeling safe in your body in this moment? Let's take a deep breath. So yeah, once you're feeling more and more safe in your own home, in your body, in your soul, grounded in who you are, then you can allow more and more pleasure in. You know, being passionate about being passionate, following your excitement with excitement. Like, yeah, I am worthy to feel safe, to feel pleasure, to feel good. I am worthy. Most people still in the timeline hate themselves. I'm not worthy enough. I'm not good. No. You are fucking worthy. And I allow yourself to feel that. And thus, also get rid of all these weird fear-based beliefs. No one is out to get you. You are safe. You're just creating these weird stories. And thus, you're attracting it. Don't you get it? It's you create your own reality. If you think someone is out to get you, someone is out to get you. If you think everything is fine, everything works out best case scenario, guess what? It does. So, when you feel more and more safe in your body, you can allow more and more pleasure in. And there's so much to explore. And then you attract more and more deep spiritual connections, souls, where you have so much remembrance that you get so high because you remember this soul. Her and I, we know each other. We're soul family in spirit, and we have forgotten. So we came here, and now, over 30 years later of forgotten that we know each other, we remember again. It's like such an explosion of, oh my God. And then we sometimes even remember other timelines of us together. And there's just so much love and connection, and we can explore that in all the ways of connection. And sex is one of them. And sex, it's such a sacred and fun one at the same time. And also such a versatile one. Like, many people make love in this programmed way. Let's go down on each other and then we penetrate and I come and that's it. No, this is like, where did you learn this from? You can just flow and go in infinite ways. Let me know if you want to know more about making love without programming. I can talk about this forever. But I want to come back to anal. That, yeah. So, I'm gonna make a cut here because I'm feeling a bit I didn't sleep so well last night. Lots of things are happening in my timeline and I don't have so much headspace. I feel really high in spirit and I want to get into this. So I'm going to do a cut here and continue this podcast probably tomorrow because I want to go into this in depth. But right now I feel too zzz. Here I am, next day, got a haircut, and I'm going to slowly end this podcast because I just re-listened to it and oh my God, I got really high in spirit and there's a lot in it I want you to digest. I want you to be able to integrate everything I'm saying because if it goes too long and I'm saying too many activating things, you cannot hold them and then you just lose them. So I'm gonna make a cut here and those anal stories I wanna get in probably in the next one. Anal is just such a nice thing to talk about, to hook people so I can go deep into spirit with you. It's just like really merging something so 3D, anal, and I put it into such a spiritual thing, talking about the whole higher dimensions, because it's all one, you know, we're shifting into that and we want to bridge the gap. So I don't want to just fly away where you have nothing to crib. No, we come back to anal, I can understand that. And then we go off from there. So I want to leave you now with a really powerful Bashar cutout. I talked about once you experience more light because you raise your vibration, you also experience more darkness because you can hold it. I just want to show you, it's raining on Koh Phangan and it's so nice. The nature deeply needs it and I love it. It gives me such Christmas vibes because here we don't have much of seasons and when it rains, it just feels so cozy. So yeah, what I'm saying is, me in the past, I was like so protected from the darkness. I was like, la la la, the world is going vegan. Yeah, everything is amazing. Because this is what I could hold. If I would see all the darkness in the world that exists, I would probably be depressed and don't want to live anymore. But now, because I can hold it, I raise my vibration so much, I'm so grounded in the light, I can hold so much more. So thus, I can see so much more darkness because I can hold it and shift into neutrality. Come back to thanking the light and the darkness because without the other one wouldn't exist. So at the end of the day, I love our system. I love the darkness because this is why we can have purpose. We have actually something to transform. If there is no darkness, guess what? There is nothing to do. We're just spirit. So why do you think we came here? So yeah. Just know if you experience a lot of darkness right now, it's showing you how powerful you are because it means you can hold it. So now let's Bashar explain it in his words. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Peace out.
Good day, Bashar.
And to you, good day.
I would like a clarification on interactions that you have on a daily basis with people that say are negative, are depressing, are in some way not positive to be around.
Well, all right. Were you present when we delivered some of that information yesterday?
Yes, I was, and so that led to my question. What I usually do is just try to avoid these people. I don't find pleasure being around them.
All right.
And so I avoid them. But yesterday I got the impression that we might actually grow faster. If we are around them.
You can, yes, and that is a purpose that they can positively serve. The idea, of course, is in some senses twofold. Number one, as you say, not so much a matter of avoidance, but a recognition that if someone is of a vibrational frequency that simply isn't compatible with your preferential reality, then yes, you do not necessarily have to associate with those people. And that's all well and good. And then in that context, you're also giving them, by behavioral example, an opportunity to understand a consequence of their action. In other words, if they want to interact with you, they will also have to change their frequency for you to want to interact with them. If they choose not to, then there will be no interaction, and that will be seen as a consequence of the vibration that they are choosing and the vibration that you are choosing. So in that sense, you can recognize that you may not have compatibility and you don't have to associate, but you don't have to look at it as avoidance per se, because the idea is that if you simply are of a certain frequency, it will probably be less likely that you will simply allow for an arrangement to occur where you will encounter them as often or even at all. However, on the other side of that coin, as you say in your language, if you then, with that understanding, still do encounter someone of that vibration, then yes, you have exactly and precisely understood that it can be used still, nevertheless, in a positive way to accelerate your own growth, to enhance your own growth, and also perhaps still yet as an opportunity or a possibility for them to learn something as well by seeing how you respond to them. You follow?
Okay, I understand that. Then they would see how I would respond, but yes. What benefit am I getting around being people that are depressed and negative?
Well, you could help them perhaps alleviate their depression.
Only if they're receptive to it.
Of course. But again, it doesn't matter because it still can be used by you in a positive way. Use your imagination on this. Mm-hmm. And again, remember, simply and fundamentally, there is no mystery to the idea that you might keep running into people like this just because you're on Earth and that's the way Earth is right now.
It is, and
so it is not an issue of attempting to avoid that. In other words, ultimately, there really is, at this moment in your evolution, no way to completely avoid that. Because you have made an agreement to recognize that there are still going to be a number of people going through their own processes, probably still exhibiting a lot of negativity, and so on and so forth. And you simply have to allow yourself to recognize that's the atmosphere in which you exist right now. And it will eventually change, but not right now. Right now, you are still capable of running into many different kinds of people with many different kinds of beliefs, many different kinds of attitudes, some of which are going to be highly incompatible with yours. But you have to trust the synchronicity of your life in that if they are there in your life, if they do come in to your life, then there is something there that will help either you, them, or both of you, if you are willing to look at it from that perspective. Because again, you see, if you really are of a vibration that you say is the vibration of your preferred reality, then it won't matter to you who it is that comes into your life or who it is you interact with, because the interaction for you will always be positive, mm-hmm. beneficial, and constructive. And allow you, perhaps, to exercise more compassion. You follow?
Yes. It seems like, as I think that I'm getting to be more positive,
yes.
I'm actually running into more negative people.
But you see, then that's a good sign. It means you can handle it. Don't you get it? Remember when we said the idea is that growth on your planet at this time is not an exclusion principle, it's an inclusion principle. And the more light you create in your life, the more you will become aware of the dark that also exists in your reality. Becoming more aware of more of the dark means you are containing and radiating more of the light. So it's a good sign.
Except there's more and more people I don't want to be around.
But you see, you're judging it. And in judging it, you are matching their frequency, and that's why it's uncomfortable for you.
Okay.
It's uncomfortable not because you are actually staying in your frequency. It's uncomfortable because you're not staying in your frequency of preference.
Okay.
That's then, for you, obviously, one of the main reasons why you're attracting them, to show yourself that it is actually very easy for you to succumb to their vibration instead of staying in the one you prefer. And therefore, this is actually a constructive lesson for you, that it's easy for you to give up the reality of your preference in light of what they are offering you instead. And so, you don't have to.
So I would know that I have made a change when I'm around these people and I recognize that they're being negative or they're depressing, and
yes.
I just don't respond to it in any way.
You respond to it in a positive way, but it doesn't affect you in that sense.
Correct, that it doesn't affect
in a negative
me in any
way.
That's what I meant.
Negatively,
that it
yes.
doesn't affect
you
me.
Can remain neutral with it if it does occur. I mean, you can also make your own statements mm-hmm. in a loving way. You can make a statement to a person to say, your energy in that sense is not really compatible with the preference of how I wish to experience my reality. Now, I'm willing to assist you as far as it goes. But you also have to recognize that you have the opportunity to change your energy. And if you choose not to, I will love you nonetheless. Because I allow you to choose whatever it is you believe is best for your reality. But I will have to simply let you know that A consequence of your choice might be that we may not interact any longer because I prefer not to have that energy in my reality. So you give them a choice. Mm-hmm. And in that sense, you put it on equal footing. At the same time, again, if they do keep coming into your life, it's still your opportunity to recognize that you don't have to give up the vibration of your preference just because they happen to be there. Otherwise, they are still simply giving you a chance to recognize that it's easy for you to give up your preference.
Okay.
Does that help you?
Yes. I also had a question about that you said that we're on the threshold of change and...
Well, of course. You're going through it rapidly.
But it seems like there's still a lot of violence and
yes.
And
yes.
You read the paper and it doesn't yes. seem like there's a big change and
all right, general, once I mean, again, once again, once again, please, please pay attention. Okay. The closer you get to the light, the more darkness will appear.
Okay.
Did I not just say that a moment ago?
Yes.
Well then why would it be surprising to you that you will see more violence coming out? The idea, once again, is that as you close in on the threshold, you are giving yourself an opportunity to get all of the old stuff out of your system. But in order to get it out of your system, you have to get it out on the table in front of your face first. You have to see what's going on so that you can see that you can make a difference and make a change. But in order to make that change, you have to know what it is you are changing. And to know what it is you are changing, you have to see more of what it is you've been hiding under the table. So the closer you get to the light, the more capable you are of allowing the darkness that has been suppressed to come to the surface. So of course, there will appear to be at first more negativity, more violence. You're getting it all up out in the open so that you can really finally see what the choices are, dark and light, and allow yourself to choose the reality you really prefer. Mm-hmm. But that's a symptom of growth. It's a symptom of change that everything will be there, not just one side. Everything has to be there before the change can really sink in.
This seems
Does
like
that make sense to you?
Yes.
All right.
It seems
you
like
say that with some resignation.
It's okay. Here's a resignation.
Why isn't that exciting to you? Why are you not defining that as exciting, knowing that that's a symptom that you're getting closer to crossing that threshold instead of looking at it as if somehow there's something wrong?
Because I hear what you're saying and I believe it on a global basis, but on an everyday basis when you talk to people you work with or people that you meet,
yes.
and they're just struggling to get by. They're not
yes.
even asking questions, much less looking for answers.
So
there's not a, I don't see a lot of growth.
So?
I mean,
not everyone on your planet will change,
you know.
But
the majority are not.
Not everyone on your planet will change, and it may not even be the majority that will. That is not going to stop the idea of a transition. If in your mind you require a majority to go into the light in order for the entire world to change, perhaps you just don't understand the physics.
Perhaps.
The idea is this. Positive energy is integrative and geometrically powerful in that direction. Negative energy is segregative. And in that sense, it requires fewer people going in the positive to outweigh the amount of people staying in the negative.
Okay.
This is the idea behind the phrase that exists in your society of the 144,000. It means many other things as well. But the point is that if you actually have only 144,000 individuals vibrating above a certain frequency level on your planet in a positive energy format, those 144,000 will actually energetically outweigh the other several billion who may be still in negativity, because the several billion in negativity are not functioning cohesively.
Okay.
Whereas the 144,000 are functioning geometrically cohesively. So in that sense, their energy completely outweighs the other billion individuals who are not functioning cohesively.
I see that.
Does that help you understand the process?
Yes.
Then take heart. All right?
Okay.
Remember that as you shift and as you change, bit by bit, day by day, literally into new realities every moment, ultimately, yes, you will only ultimately, not right now, ultimately see only those operating on the same level with you. But the population of the world may not be the same in that new reality. Okay. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Does that help you?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.